Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patriots coach Gerard Mayo earlier this week, as a matter of fact, that was actually yesterday at his Friday media avail, when asked a number of questions about how the week went and what's going on this Sunday in Miami, but also the fact that for a 13th time, Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been denied entry into Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame as a special contributor. He was one of 25 semifinalists as well, going up against some very valid contributors, some significant names in the history of the National Football League and professional football, including John Facenda, the voice of NFL films, as your palms will thicken when you listen to him narrate the great highlights of old John Lyons. So, you know, he faced an uphill battle to begin with. But I apologize, I don't even have the name of the guy. Here we go. And nothing like Googling on the radio.
Yeah, the guy that owned, what, the Canton NFL team for 4 years?
He helped found the NFL.
Yeah, that's great. He was a co-founder of the NFL. I'll give him that.
Okay, that's terrific, yeah. Ralph Hay. Good old Ralphie Hay. Ralph Hay, Art Modell among contributors semifinalists. Yeah, no, Ralph Hay is
Ralph
your...
Ralph Hay died 80 years ago.
He did.
By the way.
He hasn't been... You know, I hate to say it, but he's not going to be coming to the induction ceremony. I'm not even sure which members of the Hay family in the long line of descendants... You know, and may,
how many
may God
know
bless...
that he co-founded the NFL?
They probably don't know anything about him.
Great-grandpa co-founded the NFL.
Here you go. Doug Williams, John Wooten, Art Modell, Robert Kraft, Buck O'Kilroy, Bud Adams, and of course I mentioned the aforementioned John Facenda. And John McVay. A lot of people that do have a place seeing their bronze bust in Canton and wearing around that fantastic yellow jacket. Here's the thing. In a world where Jerry Jones is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and continues to do as Jerry does and do Jerry things and run his franchise into the ground, or at least make a mockery of it as pieces of it fall apart, literally landing on the field before getting their asses handed to them on Monday Night Football. I get it. He did a lot for the game. The modern flash and flair that he brought, you know, what was it? Not the bad guys one. What is the name of the Jeff Perlman book about the epic runs of those unbelievable Dallas Cowboys teams. Anyway,
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal read. I think it's, anyway, regardless of the title, like it's a...
Boys Will Be Boys.
Thank you very much. Yeah. There it is. There it was. Good Google, my man. Always great to have a partner that supports you like that. Great, great, great read. And I get what he brought to the NFL and brought to the Dallas Cowboys, quote, America's team. This cocktail of jealousy towards Robert Kraft for what he's done and all the incredible accomplishments that he helped shepherd, keeping the team there, of course, and then forming the most awesome triumvirate in the history of the National Football League, maybe of all professional sports himself, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That, maybe all your dash gates, if you will, and the scandals that made people mad. So it's jealousy and it's anger. And then it's unfortunately the things that have been done in recent years with the reception to the Dynasty docuseries on Apple Plus and the lobbying and making it known how badly he wants it. I feel like if Mr. Kraft at all just sort of step away and let the silence, which can be golden, do the talking for him and his resume, LinkedIn, and the legacy at Patriots Place is more verbal than he, I feel like eventually he's going to get in, and I hope so during his living days, John, because he's more than just the guy that owned the Patriots. He's more than the guy that kept the Patriots from going to Hartford or St. Louis. All the labor deals that he negotiated, all the work with the TV deals, one of the reasons why the NFL has proliferated the way that it has. And hey, a narrative is only as good a lot of times as the bad. A hero's journey is only as good as the bad guy. Nobody was a better bad guy in American sports for 20 years than the Patriots. For all those reasons and then some, Robert Kraft needs to be in the Hall of Fame. I just think it's silly that people like Ralph Hay are getting in before Kraft. But then again, like I said, a little bit less can go a a little bit less can go a long way in Mr. Kraft's case, I believe.
Yeah, look, I've had my criticisms of Robert Kraft in recent years, but for him to not be in the Hall of Fame, I think is ridiculous. And I think at this point, it's almost like, if you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry David had the spite store, it's like a spite vote. Like, they just don't want him in there. Because, I mean, look, as Patriots fans...
Haven't you won enough, Robert?
Right. We were here with the six Super Bowl championships. He's been to the Super Bowl 10 times as an owner. So, as Patriots fans, we love that. But from an NFL league standpoint, he helped get broadcast deals done from the 90s all the way till recently. So he's been a big part of that for 30 years. He helped end a lockout in 2011. Remember, it was Jeff Saturday hugging him publicly at the end of that lockout. And he was a huge part of that. By the way, while his wife was on her deathbed, he was a big part of that. So I just think for him to not be in is really kind of ridiculous. And that doesn't absolve the criticisms that you and I and others have had of him in recent years. But when you look at some of the owners, especially that are in there, like, he's done more for the NFL than Jerry Jones has, and he's won at a higher level. I mean, you even look at the 49ers dynasty, right? Isn't DiBartolo in the Hall of Fame? Like,
Yeah, sorry, I said that wrong.
But he's in the Hall of Fame, and Robert Kraft is... I think a better owner, well, at least longer tenure, a better record, all that, than he is. So I just, again, I think it's ridiculous. I think some of it is spite at this point because Kraft has campaigned for it. And because, frankly, a lot of people out there just didn't like the Patriots winning every year. But I think he deserves to be in, not just what he did for the Patriots and keeping them in New England and overseeing a dynasty for 20 years, but just as much for the broadcast contracts, the growth of the league, the ending the lockout in 2011, like, all of that is worthy of someone being in the, especially, again, it's not like he's getting in over Tom Brady or Bill Belichick. Like, it's a separate category. It's a contributor category, and he's eligible. Like, he should get in.
Couldn't agree with him more, John, and I just wanted to make peace on that before we get into the rest of the players that are up for admission into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah, he does, and I hope he gets to enjoy it sooner rather than later as well, as opposed to someone else having to accept the award and, you know, the bust and the jacket later on as well. So we'll see how that goes. As far as the rest of the Hall of Fame, so now you have three Patriots on this list. Let's see, NFL Hall of Fame nominees. It's quite a list that they have this year, like a lot of really good, players are on the list of semifinalists. I'm not sure exactly how many are going to ultimately make it, but when you run down this list, like guys like Eric Allen, he's good, not going to be in my Hall of Fame. This is his fifth time as a semifinalist. Jared Allen, good, not a Hall of Famer. Anquan Boldin,
no.
You know, Antonio Gates, I think Antonio Gates deserves to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, for sure. Luke Kuechly, it's pretty damn good.
Short career, but, I mean, he was the best at his position during that career.
Yeah, and the best at holding Gronk in the end zone on Monday Night Football. Still not over that.
2013, I didn't forget.
Piss me off.
Tom Brady swore on TV.
You know who's good? Yeah, oh, and then some. And he was doing it on TV, and we were all doing it back home as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you someone who is going to get in this year, and it drives me nuts because he only deserves to go in for two flipping games, is Eli Manning.
Yeah, not a Hall of Famer.
Nope. He's going to get in, though, just
to be honest.
Yeah,
because he's a quarterback, and they won two Super Bowls, including the undefeated year. Like, you could almost say, if the 07 Patriots were not undefeated and Manning still won, like, maybe he wouldn't get in anyway. But because you beat the undefeated team and then won another one, but I don't know. Not a Hall of Famer to me.
Steve Smith Sr., who said this week on Julian Edelman's podcast, Games with Names, that he almost went to the Patriots, but it would have taken Edelman either going to Baltimore or the Giants when he was a free agent, and then Steve Smith would have been signed by the Patriots. That would have been an interesting turn of events right there.
Glad Edelman stayed.
Same.
Smith's a Hall of Famer, but just Edelman was younger.
Should be.
He was a bigger part of, you know, what they did moving forward than I think Steve Smith would have been.
Ice up, son. Ice up. Anyway, there's a bunch more names on there, but there are, like, Richmond Webb. Come on now. Are we being serious? However, there are three Patriots on this list. You have Rodney Harrison, nominated as a semifinalist for the fourth time. Vince Wilfork, nominated as semifinalist for the fourth time and first time nominee because he retired just but 5 years ago. It's got to be 5 years before you're eligible. Adam Vinatieri, place kicker for the Patriots for 10 years and then for 14 years for the Indianapolis Colts. First time as a semifinalist, four-time Super Bowl champion. So, John, there are one, two, three, four place kickers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is a shame because there should certainly be more than four. One day soon, hopefully, there will be more. And there's but a punter. I'm sure you can name the one punter.
Ray Guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, the freaking college award is for the best punter in the nation is named after him. And it's also one of the 10 greatest names in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, his parents really thought a lot about that name. Oh, yeah, let's just call him Ray Guy. Yeah, whatever.
Came from a long line of guys, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, is that old man Guy's kid? Oh, yeah, you should see the stick on this kid. Wow, man, he can drop it in the five. What a guy. So between the three, I think if I can power rank them in the order of which I believe they should go, I would say it's one Vinatieri, two Rodney Harrison, three Vince Wilfork. Let us legislate.
So I would go Harrison one over Vinatieri, and it's a razor thin for me. And I just think, to me, this is as much about Harrison getting screwed in previous years as it is about Vinatieri. Because just, you know, here's a quick rundown on Rodney Harrison. Two-time Super Bowl champion, two-time first-team All-Pro. He was also a second-team All-Pro. 34 interceptions, 30.5 sacks, which, by the way, is a record for defensive backs. He's one of two players in NFL history to have 30 sacks and 30 interceptions. The other one's Ray Lewis, who got in the Hall of Fame 6 years ago. He also has 15 forced fumbles, 7 playoff interceptions, 2 playoff forced fumbles, and for good measure, Fitzy, he even has a kick return touchdown. And Bill Belichick called him the second-best defensive player he ever coached behind Lawrence Taylor. So, to me, like, Rodney not already being in is a freaking joke. So, he needs to go in, and then maybe Vinatieri, and by the way, Vinatieri can get in, too, in the same year. But I
yes,
would
they
Harrison-
could.
Right. So, I would put Harrison first, though, if I had to pick one, and then Vinatieri, and then not to undersell Wilfork. It's a close third. But I would put Harrison first, and again, I think him and Vinatieri, different positions, but have pretty close qualifications. I just think Harrison, a little more impactful across 60 minutes of the game, and it's mostly about him already being screwed in previous years.
15 years in the NFL, which is bananas for a safety to be able to play that
especially
long.
Especially one that hit that hard.
That hit that hard, that played that ferociously and that intensely. 9 years with the Chargers was almost Hall of Fame worthy, and then he came and had a second act with the Patriots, replacing Lawyer Malloy, not being loved in town because he just took out, or rather replaced someone that was beloved, but obviously that wasn't his decision, steps in, plays at an insanely high level, maybe the best football of his life for the next several seasons. Forget about the play that took place in Arizona February 1st, 2008.
That was Asante Samuel's fault, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Catch the ball, Asante, is what I should probably print on my next T-shirt.
If you watch back, I know everybody loves to be an All-22 guru. If you go back and watch the helmet catch play, Asante Samuel was in coverage and drifted off to David Tyree. Fun fact.
Oh, great. So that's Dave. So two plays that he made that he blew, that he butchered on that drive. Awesome. Anyway, I don't want to get lost in those weeds because we're trying to stay more positive here. Asked last December about Rodney Harrison, Bill Belichick said, why does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? Everything. Best safety I've coached. A couple other ones I've coached that are in the Hall of Fame. Fantastic player, person, competitor. Could do it all. One of the most versatile players I'd ever coached. Could cover, could play corner. Great blitzer, great tackler. Hard to block in the running game. Very explosive. Whatever it was, he was a thumper. I agree. And you know what it is? Just the same way we were talking, there's probably a little spite and a little jealousy as far as Mr. Kraft goes. With Rodney Harrison, this has to be, I'm not putting that dirty player in.
Yep.
He came after people's knees. He hit too hard. He was known as a cheap shot artist. Like, no, that's it. Guys, it was a different game back then. There were a lot of people that hit, you know, Ty Cobb shouldn't be in the Baseball Hall of Fame then. If you guys want to go this way, and we're going to base it on personality and the intensity of their style of play. That's stupid. There are people that used to hit harder, clothesline people, pile drive them, do things we don't even want to know about in the scrum of the old NFL when everyone was hopped up on goodness knows what. But Rodney Harrison deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. That said, I still say because of the reputation he carries, hopefully he'll get nominated again next year. I don't know if he's going to make it in this year, but to me, Adam Vinatieri needs to go in first ballot to prove a point that there's no special teams bias. And as far as like clutch plays Obviously, the kick and the snowball. There is no dynasty without him saving our bacon in that game, kicking a freaking cylinder block, like a cement block, 45 yards, about 9.5 feet in the air, to keep that game going on Tuck Rule night. Also,
I believe Bill Belichick called that the best single football play he's ever seen.
And he's not wrong, and also not prone to hyperbole. I think he's seen a couple few.
It was on like one of their, championship DVDs or something, but I believe he said it was the best single play he ever saw.
And then, obviously, the 48-yarder to split the uprights in Super Bowl 36. Hey, what if he misses that? What if it's not? Yeah. I mean, that would have been good from 68. That was such a pure
Super
kick.
Super Bowl 38 at one on his leg, too.
And also, in the divisional game against the Titans, when the actual temperature was zero in that playoff run, he made a 41-yarder to put the Patriots up by three. And then, of course, Drew Bennett drops a Hail Mary later on from Steve McNair. They survive that one and go on to have
And even in that AFC Championship game, didn't he kick like four or five field goals against the Colts in that 24-foot? It was something weird like that because they scored 24 points, but I think they only scored one touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of a messy game.
Yeah, because
it was pretty
there was a safety,
that
a touchdown, and the rest was... So point is, I mean, he helped you win that game, too.
What else do you need? What other level of impact, what other contributions do you need from a football player, whatever position he played? Don't forget also, when Bill Parcells drafted him back in 1996, he tackled Herschel Walker on a kickoff, and Parcells said, he's not just a kicker, Adam Vinatieri is a football player.
Yeah. And I also think, you look at him, you look at Harrison, those are guys that kind of, in a way, supercharged the Patriots dynasty because you knew whenever you needed a key kick, Vinatieri was going to get it. And when Harrison came in, the Patriots had won a Super Bowl a couple of years before, but they had gone 9-7 the year before. He came in, brought a totally new attitude to their defense. I think you can argue their 03-04 defense was the best defense they played the entire dynastic run. Yep. He was a major reason for that. And, of course, Vinatieri was making big kicks along the way. And Will Fork, he added to that. But I think those two guys especially, Harrison supercharged things, and Vinatieri was right there. And you knew all you had to do was get in range in a close game, and you were going to win.
If the kick mattered, if everything was on the line during the double dynastic run, and again, Vinatieri was only here up till 2005, and Belichick made a terrible decision.
Should I say that Gostkowski was better, or would that get me banned? I think his percentage is a little bit better.
He's not.
And Vinatieri did miss a couple field goals in Super Bowl 38 before. Ooh,
he did, so. but when it mattered most.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
I know. No, of course. No, Gostkowski had a higher, completion percentage. He was technically here longer as well. Than Vinatieri. And we're ignoring 14 years of Vinatieri's incredible career where he wins one Super Bowl out in Indianapolis and was a high-level kicker making a smart decision by him, first team that offers him money while Belichick was dinking around with the salary and a contract. He says, no, don't wait around for Bill. I know the way Bill does these things. He takes the money, kicks in a dome. It prolongs his career. Good for him. He was recently welcomed back as the keeper of the light at Gillette Stadium, and the crowd gave him a massive standing ovation that was well-deserved. I want to make sure... I still say Vinatieri first and foremost because of the impact. I completely understand why you say Rodney Harrison first, because he's been ignored all these years and people are jealous or hateful toward him because of the way he played. And hey, listen, Vince Wilfork, in our estimation, Hall of Fame level, Hall of Fame worthy as well.
I think he'll get in, just maybe not right away.
Bingo. I just don't see it happening now as well. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. When we come back, we'll take a quick leak at week 12, what's going on tonight and Saturday night, college football, anything else we can put a bow on and button up as we finish up another awesome edition of Fitzy and Lyons, Hall of Fame worthy, if I say, here on WEEI.